Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is my timeline. You know, just a couple of stories that caught my eye today on this Tuesday, February 11th. Okay, on this day, back in 1990, Nelson Mandela released from prison after serving 27 years. Mark, I know you went to Robben Island.
I did. I got a chance to go to the cell where he was.
Amazing.
Just inspired.
He would go on to, of course, become South Africa's first black president.
Before we had a black president.
Okay. Also, in Virginia, if you are not married and you're in a relationship and, you know, y'all are doing the do.
Fornicating.
Mm-hmm.
What?
A new bill could finally make it legal for you all to have sex in Virginia.
It's illegal right now?
This is so crazy. There has been a law in the books for hundreds of years.
The Bible.
The crime of fornication is what it's called. Well, it was repealed, but it still has to pass the Virginia Senate for it to go any further. It's one of those old-timey bills, but you know, it's very rarely enforced.
Well, shoot, Virginia's supposed to be for lovers. What happened?
Yeah, for married lovers only. Seems so unfair.
Send your ass to jail in Virginia.
Seems so unfair. You know, somebody who's living their best life, age does not matter, is this 83-year-old grandmother who has gotten her groove back thanks to Tinder. She loves meeting guys and, well,
83. There's no age limit on Tinder.
Clearly not. Here's Hattie Wiener.
So I put myself on Tinder, and then it was kind of like shopping at a good store. You know, there's a lot of things to buy here, and I don't even have to pay for them. That's the easiest way to meet a lot of men, and I do love to meet a lot of men.
Well, you better go ahead, Miss Hattie.
Hattie Wiener, that name says it all.
She encourages people not to overthink it. Just get on there, and, you know, if you're attracted to somebody, you're attracted to somebody. And she's found a whole subsection of men who like to date older women.
Mommy, grandma, much house smell funny.
They want that check.
She's 83 years old. Is that too old, y'all? What do y'all think, really? Is that too old for her to be on Tinder?
That was love.
What's the answer?
Is she using the app or somebody doing it for her?
She is using the app.
Okay.
Yeah, she loves it. All right, let's end with this argument about the District of Columbia becoming the 51st state. Today, for the first time in over 25 years, they're talking about this seriously again. An historic vote is set for today on Capitol Hill. They're debating it all day long, but we could get this one step closer to this vote. They say, of course, in the House it has a chance. In the Senate, it does not.
Yes.
Some in the Republican Party have said it's just unconstitutional. They say D.C. is too corrupt, which I hate.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I hate when they say that to become the 51st state. We should know tomorrow what happens. But, look, I want to hear from you. D.C., do you want to be the 51st
state? If we are a state, let me ask a question.
You don't want it.
So what are the cities going to be like? Northeast is going to be like a city?
I don't know.
The city is going to be spot. I live in the city of Northeast.
What's going to be the capital? I don't know.
I live out Laurel by the skating rink.
No, that's not D.C.
That's not D.C.
But I want to know, D.C., I want you to call me and folks all across the DMV. Are we here for this? For D.C. becoming the 51st state?
Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now.